Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're anticipating this conversation. A Chicago school teacher, maybe not the first one, but the one we could get on the radio, decided to go to work today when many of the people that she works with did not decide to do that. We know that she teaches at a Chicago public high school, and we will go by the name Sharon, if that suits you. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. So you went to school today?
I did.
And what did you do? Were there kids there?
Actually, we had students show up, about 30 students, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for academic center. The first part of the day was for academic assistance for students who are currently earning B's or failing classes. So there's a lot of academic prep, and then there was lunch, and there was time for them to have activities or for some of our sports teams to meet and get a little bit of practice in.
So I'm guessing you might be like everybody else. As parents, you've got kids in Chicago public schools, and you feel like everybody's arguing, and there's no solution. There's certainly not a resolution, and you just said, I'm going in, my kids need me, or was this mostly a financial decision for you?
It was not about coming in because the kids need me, because they canceled classes. That I know the kids everywhere, you know, need their teachers to be in place, but it's a number of factors. It's financial. It's enough already sometimes with CTU, who didn't roll this out in the most efficient way. It's enough already with CPS, who is making, you know, an argument for, you know, keeping buildings that need to be closed open. I see fault in both arguments, to be honest with you. And so I've just had enough of it and said, I'm going back to work. I can't not.
Sharon, are you expecting, blowback from the union on this? Have you heard from the union?
No. And this isn't a strike, so I shouldn't be getting any blowback on anything.
What about fellow teachers? If they do get back to school next week and you're in the break room together, do you expect them to give you the cold shoulder, so to speak?
That's always possible, but that's not why I got into teaching. I'm here for the students. As long as I can communicate with my students and do what I need to do to get my job done, there'll always be people who don't agree with you. But if they can't remain professional, there are, you know, processes and procedures in place to accommodate those types of behaviors here as well. So I'm not too concerned about it.
How many of your fellow teachers at your school are in your situation? And I don't want to say they crossed the picket line. That's not where we are. But they defied the union and showed up today.
As far as I know, just one.
Just you?
No, just one other.
Okay.
And so you don't expect any retribution from your coworkers or from the union?
Oh, no. That's not that I don't expect it. I don't care. You know, people can say and you know, do what they want to do. At the end of the day, every person has to make a decision that's in their best interest. And since nobody that I work with in my building runs my household or, you know, assists in maintaining my household or any facet of my life, I don't have a problem with it. It's nice to have, you know, friendly coworkers and things like that, but that's not always the situation. I've been in schools where that's been the case, and there's been no CPS, CTU actions, you know, going on. You have to make a decision that is best for you. I don't believe that they are really sitting down and looking at things positively or in a proactive and problem-solving manner, because if that were the case, we would have had some schools opened up for massive testing of CPS students and staff members. Help move this process along.
Do you think CTU,
you know, to me, that's just common sense.
I'm sorry, Sharon. Do you think the teachers union is exaggerating the risk?
No, I don't think for some people. I think for some people it is a definite overstated risk, but I also think that's in certain, you know, schools, in certain pockets. I think each school has its own, culture, its own culture that dictates how well things are run. But I also think CPS is understating the issue. I think there is a common ground, and I think the problem is neither side, at the leadership of either side, wants to, you know, say, okay, maybe you're right, and maybe I can take a step back. That would be too much like, you know, giving up a little bit too much of their power.
So, Sharon,
at this point, it's all about the standoff.
You work for CPS. You went back to school today. You said one other teacher also was in class today, or at least in the school today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you support in-person learning at this point, or do you want remote learning, or are you saying it is based on the school?
I think it's based on the school. I think it's what works best for that particular school, but I also think that the metric need not be ignored until you have situations, you know, like Park Manor or the school in Little Village. I think that they need to be more proactive in terms of making sure the sanitizing is going on, making sure the testing is going on, and making sure that they are shutting those schools down when they have those outbreaks, and not just trying to wait until the news media gets hold of it.
So should principals be making the call?
I don't know about that. That's interesting. I think they should have some leverage in saying we have XYZ number of students out. We have XYZ number of parents not willing to send their students in. And I think that would be a great, you know, middleman to say, hey, you know, this is what's going on in my building, and this is what we need to do to move forward. That would be positive, in my opinion.
Because,
but ultimately, it comes down to getting, you know, central office approval. So
the principal of Mount Greenwood Elementary called in-person learning today. They went back to school today in that particular school.
I saw. And I was like, okay, they figured out a way to, you know, make it happen and do it safely. I think, you know, that's great. I don't think it was very proactive. I don't think it was very supportive for people to, you know, drive by the school yelling nasty things. That's not what you do. This is a place of learning, and we are supposed to be professional. So that was very disheartening to hear, but it's very nice to see that, you know, somebody figured it out.
Thank you so much for joining us, Sharon. We appreciate it.
Thank you. No problem.
Always good to get your perspective. An educator who went to school today at a high school, Chicago Public Schools, and wanted to share her perspective on the air. And we certainly welcome yours as well if you want to join the conversation at 312-981-7200. Or, of course, you can shoot us a text. The other big news today, I think people woke up, if they didn't see the news last night, saying, oh, my God, what do you mean Bob Saget passed away? That was unexpected. Had you had interactions with him over the years, Steve?
Not personally, but he was here in the station, I would say, within the past year or two. I mean, not too long ago, he'd be around quite a bit.
I know his wife, Kelly Rizzo Saget. She's, of course, from Chicago, pretty well known. Her family is here. And the heartbreaking tweets that you're seeing coming from his coworkers and the people he's worked in the past. And everybody talks about how kind he was. Yeah, he could do some really blue humor that we didn't see necessarily on TV. But everybody just carrying on about, you know, his kindness. And the Olsen twins, they probably shouldn't be called that anymore. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, their tweet was very emotional. It said, Bob was the most loving, compassionate, and generous man. We are deeply saddened that he is no longer with us, but know that he will continue to be our side-by-side guide as gracefully as he always was. We're thinking of his daughters, wife, and family, and sending our condolences. He will be remembered for many things, but mostly as a very kind person. Hey, coming up next, we'll get a check on the news. Steve will update you on everything that is happening in Chicago and beyond on Chicago's Afternoon News. Thank you for listening to 720 WGN. Lisa Dent, WGN.